It's Friday, March the 8th, 2019. This is the Grow Great Daily Brief number 167. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell. I am your host here, coming to you from Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. Even winners need encouragement. You can find show notes and other useful resources over at the website, growgreat.com. A couple of days ago, there was a UFC fight in Las Vegas for the welterweight title. Tyrone Woodley, he was the defending champion. Kamaru Usman, he was the opponent. Well, the champ lost, and he lost badly. But it was what happened after the fight that got all the press. Tyrone's mom, Deborah, a 66-year-old who raised Tyrone all by herself while working multiple jobs, and as she put it, she did what she had to do, she approached the new champion as he limped to his dressing room with the championship belt slung over one shoulder. Deborah, who has a long history of showing grace to the opponents of her son, she even did it during his wrestling days in high school back in Missouri. Tonight was no different. She hollered at the victor. She approached him and she hugged him, and he broke down crying into her shoulder, apologizing to her for defeating her son. You can read more about it and see the video over at Yahoo Sports. I'll put a link in the show notes. Just go to the website, growgreat.com. Find episode 167. I'll put a link there. You need to check it out. He's in her shoulder. He's crying. It's all emotional. She says, "It's all good, baby. It's all good. It's your turn. It ain't his turn." Her kindness clearly has moved this man who won the contest and was now the current champion, proving that even champions and winners need encouragement. Do you have any doubt whatsoever that Deborah and her son, Tyrone, are the real winners? Do you have any doubt at all that Usman, now the UFC welterweight champion, he's the winner? You got any doubt that by seeing this story, you are a winner, benefiting from the grace that was shown by this 66-year-old mother? Yeah, me neither. We're all better for it. I mean, look at that. Look at the reach. Look at the impact. Look at the power. Is it that winners also need encouragement, or is it that in order to win, we all need it? Yeah, I think it's the latter. Who benefits more, the person giving the encouragement or the person receiving it? Does it matter? I mean, it's not a contest where somebody wins and somebody loses. It's not even a matter of who wins more. It's a matter of need, opportunity, and benefit. Need, opportunity, and benefit. The need for encouragement and grace, extraordinarily high all the time. The opportunities? Well, the opportunities to extend grace, compassion, understanding, and encouragement, equally extraordinarily high. There is never a time where you will struggle to find an opportunity. It's staring you in the face almost at every turn, daily. As for the benefit, well, I mean, go dive into that story. Go dive into that story and watch that video and then tell me what you think about the benefit. It's enormous. It's the power of people. It's our ability to have a big impact on each other, to help each other. Even when it's not obvious that we may need the help. I mean, come on. The man has her son's championship belt slung over one shoulder. He has just won. I mean, what does he need from her? Was she driven by what she needed to extend to him? Was she driven because she noticed something in the man who just defeated her son? Maybe some sadness, perhaps? I don't know. But just like her work in raising Tyrone, she did what she had to do. She did what she could. What about you? What about me? Are we doing what we should? Are we doing what we can to serve each other, to support each other, to encourage each other? I'm proud to have seen the story. I didn't see the fight. I just saw the story after the fight. I'm sad that such a story gets our attention, though, because that depth of concern, that depth of care and compassion and grace and encouragement. I'm sad that it's such a big story because those things are just so rare, and that makes me sad, and we need to change that. Are you an entrepreneur based in the U.S.? Let me make a request as we go into Friday here and the weekend. Please visit thepeeradvantage.com. It's my effort to help change that with just 7 small business owners, small being anywhere from a million to 250 million. So small ain't so small. Thepeeradvantage.com. This is a professional, yes, paid for peer advantage group where we come together to not just encourage each other, but to listen to one another, to understand one another, and to benefit, to grow ourselves, to grow our lives, and to grow our business. Please check it out, thepeeradvantage.com. And please, please, please check out the video and the story about Deborah and this whole thing. It was just a terrific story, and I think it's just a great way to end the week. So you've got today and you got the weekend to do your part. So be well, do good, grow great. The website is growgreat.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. Next week is spring break, at least here in Texas. I'm not sure if I'm going to take the week off or not. So if you see me Monday, great. If you don't worry about me. Have a great one.